Welcome. Today, we're discussing the exciting world of AI-powered coding tools, specifically OpenCodex.
OpenCodex? Is that related to OpenAI's Codex?
Exactly. It's a fork of Codex CLI, but designed to work with various AI models, not just OpenAI's. The best part? It's open source with an MIT license.
That's incredible. So what makes OpenCodex stand out?
Well, it's lightweight, runs right in your terminal, and supports multiple providers like OpenAI, Gemini, OpenRouter, and even Ollama for local models. Plus, it uses the Chat Completion API, making it compatible with a wider range of models.
The Chat Completion API? That's a significant upgrade from the Responses API used in Codex. Makes it much more versatile.
Absolutely. Installation is super simple with NPM, and configuring it for your preferred provider is a breeze. You just set the provider flag, OpenAI, Gemini, OpenRouter, or Ollama, and export your API key if needed.
So you can even run it with local models via Ollama? No API keys required? That's a game changer for offline coding.
You got it. And you can customize the default settings, models, and even the rules it follows by editing the config and instruction files.
So how does it work in practice? Let's say you want to build something, a game, for example.
Well, let's say I need a 3D car driving game using 3JS. I simply tell OpenCodex what I need. It'll first show its thinking process. Then it might ask some clarifying questions about the stack or any specific features I want.
Does it give you a plan before it starts coding?
Yep, it outlines how it will approach the task. Once you give it the go-ahead, it starts creating files using shell commands and asks for your approval along the way. It's pretty neat.
Using shell commands? I see. Is that always ideal?
Not always. I think tools like Aider might offer more sophisticated code generation, but OpenCodex's speed and simplicity are impressive. Plus, being open source allows for customization.
So you could potentially modify it to work more like Aider?
Exactly. That's the beauty of open source. The developer even built in auto mode, which skips the permission prompts, although that can be risky.
And since it relies heavily on Git, it's best to initialize a repository before using it, right?
Right. It makes version control much easier. Plus, it has slash commands and custom instructions. You can also set configuration files to define your preferred models and other settings. I've been mostly using the Gemini 2.5 Pro model with it, which works really well.
It sounds quite versatile. Any other cool features?
You can integrate it with CI workflows. Imagine automatically generating documentation or updating files. It's faster and less resource intensive than something like Aider. Perfect for those tasks.
Overall, OpenCodex seems like a fantastic tool for developers. Being open source really opens up a world of possibilities.
I agree. It's a powerful and flexible tool with a lot of potential. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you found this discussion insightful. Bye for now.
Goodbye.